background music is soothing. Background music is soothing. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with a thought for today. Background music is soothing. Now, we've all known that background music is soothing because we play music in the background and we go about our daily activities. We go about our work, we go about whatever concerns us, and we have a wonderful time. And the music plays on and we don't even notice it. We don't even realize what classical piece we're listening to or what piece of music of the various natures we're listening to. But it plays on and on in the background. And it's very soothing. Research has been done about music in the background because they felt that students were hearing the very raucous music in the background, which was not allowing them to study properly, not allowing them to concentrate on what they were doing. And this was a concern of many of the teachers, and so many of the teachers asked for such a survey to be done. Well, that survey was done, and when that survey was done, quite a surprise came out. It was found that the students who had the music in the background, and the more confusing the music in the background, the more work they done, the more concentration they had done, the more understanding they had of the work that they were studying, the lessons they were doing, the things that they were working on. The world is a busy place, a very, very busy place. And every place in the world are people and are things and are activities. Every place in the world are activities going on which draw your attention, which try to distract you. And because they distract you, you build up a certain ability to be not distracted by them. You pay no attention to the railroad train that goes by nearby, because once you've heard it several times, you just accept it being there as a very acceptable thing. And so it takes up that area of your mind where that noise level is there, and your mind says, railroad train, nearby track, nothing to it. Get back to your work. And they've studied these students, and they found that the students with the highest grades were the students who always had music in the background, who always had something in the background to distract their secondary, third-tier, and so forth, attention, which they never dreamed they had in the first place. Because in the first place, we don't realize how much we need to be distracted because we have so many things going on in our consciousness at one time. We have so many things demanding our attention that when we can have music in the background, soothing, quiet, peaceful music, or very loud music, whatever is our style, whatever is our piece de resistance, whatever manner of music makes us feel very peaceful and very wonderful and very fulfilled. That's what we should have. The students who were the highest students in the class were ones who had music definitely in the background all the time. You say, well, some students didn't do that. They had other things. Yes, that's true. Some students had families that were arguing. Some students had neighbors that were making noise with their activities. Some students were living near an airport, near a train station, near a bus station, near a busy highway. And all of these things, at first, were a distraction. But they were a distraction only until the mind made up its mind that it was nothing to be concerned about. It was nothing that needed to draw their major attention to. The minor attentions were drawn to that and were given thought about it, but the major attentions were not. The major attentions were given to whatever the mind was placing in consciousness for itself. If it were doing mathematical problems, the mathematical problems seemed to flow beautifully, endlessly from their consciousness. Just like great geniuses, they love to work crossword puzzles. They love to work puzzles of numbers. They love to have their mind be extremely wonderfully active, so active that it would seem that no one could possibly survive under that. But the genius not only was interested in the numbers, he was interested in how they could be worked out. He was interested in just the general, and he didn't need to know. He was thinking about it because it was charming to know, because it was interesting to know. And he builds up this habit over a period of time in his life of having things to distract his attention, to distract his very, very active mind, his very wonderful genius mind, and then he could go about whatever work that he wanted to do and do it very beautifully. Now, we all know that we can think of many things at once. We know that we can drive our automobile, and as we drive our automobile, we may tune our radio, or we may tune in a tape or a disc or whatever we want to listen to. We may be talking to someone in the back seat or in the front seat. We may be talking to the drivers in other cars going by. We may be looking at the sky and observing what the weather is and how the temperature is and how the things, the conditions in the outer world are about us. We visualize how our gas gauge is and we have enough gas to get to where we want to go and more or less. We're concerned about one tire, it feels a little low. We're sitting in a car with four tires and one tire is just a little low. And if we are tuned out of all of our extraneous thinking, we tune into that one tire that's a little low and we know it without even knowing it. We know it because we feel it. We know it because we are tuned into the noise, to the sound, to the music of that tire on the road compared with the other three tires. Now, we know these things. These things are constantly going in our mind and constantly going in the mind of every being. Everyone is a genius, actually. Everyone is an absolute genius. But most of us have trained ourselves to be interested in the distractions rather than in the ideas that we have floating through our mind. And as we put our attention on the distractions, then the things of genius that we might be thinking about go astray and are not with us. How do we train ourselves to allow music to soothe us or something else to take our attention and not have it take our attention from our major calling, from our major attitude? Now, you might say that driving a car should be a major attitude because driving a car requires so many skills. It requires knowing the rules of the road. It requires having a psychological understanding of what the other drivers are doing. It has a psychological understanding of what you are doing, of why you are upset or why you are untouched or why you are happy or why you are whatever you are. You have so many things going on in your mind, in my mind, in our mind, as we live our life, that as we train ourselves to allow distractions to take a portion of our thinking system, take a portion of our mentality, and give it something to do, give it something to put its attention to so that we can concentrate on driving our car in a beautiful way, and yet our mind is taken away by the thoughts that we hear on the radio or the ideas that are being spoken of in the car, the music that we hear in the background. All of these things, they are there. They are there. How is it that Millions of people can drive their cars and talk on their cell phone and have their mind be totally on the cell phone conversation and not realizing where they're going or how they're going, or slowing down when a brake light's ahead of them, or turning corners, or doing anything. We have that secondary distraction that takes our attention. Now, if we allow ourselves to be totally distracted by the music, or by the telephone call, or by whatever we're doing, if we have not trained ourselves to be understanding and working harmoniously with distractions, then we will have problems. We will be the people who have accidents as we are talking on the phone. We will be the people who have accidents because our children in the back seat were shouting and we turned around and said, "Stop it," and gave them our full attention, and then we ran into another car. We have the ability to train ourselves to live in a world of distraction and let background music be soothing to us, because it gently takes that portion of our background thinking, which would sort of give us problems, and let it be something that gives us benefit. As the students have been learning, not the students have been learning, but as the researchers have been learning, as they checked the students who listen to music while they are studying, that those who let background music that's pleasing to them be played, they are able to do their homework, they're able to do their studies, they're able to do their work in any field at all more magnificently, more beautifully, more wonderfully than could ever be imagined. We have that same ability. Background music is soothing because it is training our secondary natures, training our distraction nature to be in control, training our distraction nature to have the threshold level of distraction at a very high rate where we are undisturbed. And yet we can continue doing our normal activities that the threshold level might have disturbed if we had not trained it. Can we train our ability to allow background music to be soothing? It doesn't take too much training. It just takes doing it. When you're doing your housework, you can have background music on. When you're doing your office work, you can have your earbud and have background music. They prefer not to have you do that. But if you did, you would be a far more efficient worker at the office. You'd be a far more efficient person in your studies and whatever activities you're doing. But until the world wakes up to the realization how background music is truly soothing, and how the background music brings out the genius in us, truly, the background music brings out the genius in us. And as we come to that awareness and that realization and that understanding, then we will make better use of that background music. We'll make better use of the idea that it's there not to distract us negatively, but to distract some areas of our thinking system which might get us in trouble while we're trying to do our work or do our activities or do our thoughts. Background music is soothing, and it is only soothing when we train ourselves to allow it to be soothing. Inner peace for busy people is a lovely word phrase, and background music is what that inner peace is. Today, let background music be something fantastic for you. And know that as you let the background music be something fantastic for you, all of your life, all of your world, all that you are, will be revealed in a most glorious, beautiful, fantastic way. And doing it consciously, conscientiously, definitely, you will find that background music is soothing, and that your inner genius will flow forth, flood forth, pop forth, beam forth as you let it go, as you let it be itself, as you let it reveal itself in your life by letting background music be soothing for you.